It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Kerwood. And coming up, some smell cow manure, others smell money as the dairy business booms in Idaho. But first, time for comments from you, our listeners. WAMU listener Michael Colopy called us from McLean, Virginia, with praise for our story on the environmental hazards of fish farming.
I thought Cheryl Colopy, who, by the way, is no known relative of mine, did a superb job, and I think this particular topic, the threat to native fish in our rivers, is one that was very well featured, and I'm hoping that you'll do more stories of this kind.
Well, Mr. Colopy, we certainly will. Bob Cardy's Generation Next series about science influencing human evolution has been generating plenty of listener interest. Ike Sanderson hears Living on Earth on KLCC in Eugene, Oregon, and writes that he loves the series. I teach biology at a public school in Eugene and use the xenotransplantation episode as a focus during one day's activities. The piece stimulated a lot of thoughtful discussion, and kids had their preconceptions challenged. Great job. Many listeners appreciated our report about Germany's new laws governing living conditions for egg-laying hens. Maine Public Radio listener Bob Lodato praised Michael Muehlberger's report. He writes, "Your story was unbiased and objective. Two reasons it's going to be effective at arming the average person's intellect for combating this very dark aspect of the animal food industry. I have always enjoyed your show, and now I am teeming with admiration and good wishes." Well, we'll take your kudos anytime on our listener line. The number is 800-218-9988. Our email address is letters@loe.org. And visit our webpage at www.loe.org. That's www.loe.org.